Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. And hey, quick mention, I was just pointing out, my son's in studio here. I'm like, hey, if you want to go eat somewhere at, you know, 5 o'clock hour today, you want to head over. I was pointing across the freeway to Fuddruckers.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the Fuddruckers studio. Texans All Access is over at Fuddruckers tonight. Vandy and I'm guessing Johnny Harris and the crew have Kevin Walter over there.
Oh, awesome.
Former Texans wide receiver Kevin Walter, who I would imagine has thoughts on Andre Johnson making the Ring of Honor. He played across from Andre Johnson probably longer than any other single wide receiver
in
the history
right.
of this team.
At reception in Cincinnati in 2011, one of the biggest in franchise history.
Indeed, indeed. I'm a Kevin Walter fan, so he'll be over there tonight. So stop by and say hello to the fellas in the Wade Smith Roast, obviously, July 23rd. Keep on keeping on with getting the tickets for that at sportsradio610.com. All right, Rich, we just got done talking about making an impression on a potential employer, right?
Right.
I feel like this is a good segue into my all due respect story. The story takes place in New Zealand, and I say takes place. It really just involves one person who happens to live in New Zealand. But if you're trying to go out there and get a job, what are some certain appearance things, you know, just if you're trying to get like a white collar job somewhere,
okay.
somewhere in an office or a place of, you know, of good reputation, cutting, you know, I think Michael Vick's advice of cutting your hair is a good one.
That's
in
a
general
good one.
For society.
I think visible ink in business attire is a bad look.
Yeah. And so if you have any ink, I would recommend putting it somewhere where it can be covered up by a T-shirt or
yes.
a business shirt or a golf shirt.
Remove the brow ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the nose ring.
Any piercings, make sure they're not highly visible.
Yep. Brush your teeth.
Yeah. Brennan Williams, former Texan, who's now in WWE, his dad played in the NFL for a number of years. He's a financial advisor now. That's one of the bits of advice he gave to Brennan. If you're going to get ink, then it can't go anywhere past the very top of your shoulder. It has to be able to be covered by a golf shirt so that if you ever need to get a job in the
That's smart.
In the working world,
yep.
you're not covered in ink from wrist to shoulder
yeah.
or head to toe.
Yeah. A neck tattoo does not, mean you're probably going anywhere.
Yeah, this particular teenager in this story, his name is Mark Kropp, and a neck tattoo is a bad idea. A facial tattoo is a really bad idea, and a facial tattoo that looks like a beard with the word devastate shaved into it, DEVAST, and the number 8, because it's hard to fit the entire word devastate. He treated it like a license plate. Rich.
Hire that guy.
Rich, look at this cat. He basically looks like he has a beard tattooed
yeah.
on his face and a word shaved into the beard.
From a distance, he's a cross between Hannibal Lecter and the Joker.
Yeah, and like a reverse Aborigine.
Oh my
right?
God.
Like he's a white guy with black tattoos on his face.
Uh-huh.
But he's from New Zealand. The giant tattoo saying devastate covers half his face. Not surprisingly, he's finding it off-putting to potential employers. He had the ink done a few months ago. He was locked up in 2015 at age 17 for aggravated robbery. I know that sounds
right.
like a shock. I hate to stereotype and connect a guy who has a tattoo covering half of his face
yeah.
with the word devastate to aggravated robbery.
Much better chance to land a job if the tattoo actually had said Coco instead of devastate.
Yeah, or like just like maybe hang a post-it on your chin that says this space available,
right.
and then you can complete the tattoo with the name of whoever your employer is. Coco.
Coco.
Coco the monkey. Yeah, he was locked up in 2015. He pled guilty to a range of charges. He told the Herald he committed the crime to get enough money to help house himself and his pregnant girlfriend after they were kicked out of his parents' home. My partner Tania and I, we were a month due to drop my baby, he says, and we had nowhere to go, so I committed the crime. I never got to see the baby again. All due respect, you'd have an easier time finding a form of income if you... I don't know if you can laser that thing off your face or not. I think you may need to sandblast that thing. Exactly. Wipe that thing off.
I mean, what's going to hurt more? I mean, getting that tattoo had to be excruciatingly painful.
Yes.
Getting it off, we've always heard, removing tattoos is a lot more painful than getting them.
I'm going to tweet the article out right now so that you guys can see what this looks like. But just picture...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, pretend a person has tattooed an entire black beard on their face, you know, like Marwin Gonzalez style, like that kind of beard.
Yeah.
And then shaved into the beard the word devastate, but it's with the number 8 instead of A-T-E.
You ever contemplated ink?
No, never once.
I'm assuming you don't have
any. I have no ink, and I never want ink, and I've always thought anytime it's crossed my mind or I've seen people with covered in ink, I've gone, you're going to feel so stupid when you're like 61 years old.
The only people that had ink when I was growing up were sailors and truck drivers.
Yeah, wasn't it?
And motorcycle gang members.
Now, those are bad hombres. Yeah. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me how ink has gone mainstream.
Right. And there was only one tattoo they got. It said mother on it with an anchor.
Right, with an anchor. Yes. Yes. Make sure you got the anchor.
All right, Rich. You got your story?
Yes. I have a story from Des Moines, Iowa. I guess this was Wednesday of last week. Some employees of Marine Credit Union in West Des Moines were standing outside in the parking lot outside the credit union waiting to go into work about 8:15 in the morning when they witnessed a man wearing a gray hoodie, sunglasses, and a red bandana over his face trying to enter the building. I mean, look, you see a guy with a hoodie over his head, sunglasses, bandana covering his face entering a credit union, he's only there for one thing.
Yes.
And that's to rob the place.
Yeah.
Well, it was 8:15 in the morning, and the Marine Credit Union doesn't open up till 11 a.m. So he was 2 hours and 45 minutes early when he realized that he needed probably to have considered that there are banker's hours.
Yeah, yeah.
He ran away without being apprehended.
Oh.
And they have this on security footage, this whole thing where he's trying to enter, he's locked out, he runs off. Well, apparently about a half hour later, around 8:45 in the morning on Wednesday in Des Moines, a man with a gray hoodie, sunglasses, and a red bandana covering his face tried to enter First National Bank. And they didn't open until 9 o'clock. So he wasn't quite as early as he had been for Marine Credit Union, but he was 15 minutes early. He also, on security footage, can be seen yanking on the door handle trying to get in. And when he spots a West Des Moines police officer inside First National Bank, he runs away and gets away. Des Moines police are making the rounds to warn banks about the guy and asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect. With all due respect, dude, it is amazing you are not behind bars as we speak.
No kidding.
This should be an omen. Your bank robbery career has been doomed before it began.
Yeah.
Do something else.
Yeah, find something else.
Like a job.
Yeah. Andy Dufresne said that to Tommy, the young kid who got admitted to Shawshank. Remember? He was bragging about all of his his robberies that he had.
Yes.
He said, maybe you should find something else to do. You're obviously not a very good thief.
Right, exactly.
What do you know about it, Capone?
What a great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
With all due respect, know the hours of the business you're attempting to rob.
Yes. And know that everything's on surveillance nowadays. Like, everything is on surveillance.
Yep.
All right. That was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things.
Thank you to BMAC for the story.
Yeah. Good job, BMAC. Good job. Got a tweet here from Jerry. He says, 95 to 98% of black people agree more with Shannon Sharp than you guys. Everything involving race gets white-splained by y'all. That's an interesting word, white-splained.
I hadn't heard that one before.
I haven't either. Whatever.
I guess it's better than being called a bleeding heart liberal.
I don't know. I don't care how Colin Kaepernick wears his hair, but if he were my brother or my kid or a friend, and his goal were to play in the National Football League again, knowing what we know about why he may or may not be in the league anymore, and he said, "What would you do if you were me?" I would have said, you know, I would do this, this, and this. I would list about three or four things. And one of them, I would say, if he asked me and said, would it be a good idea to cut my hair? I would say, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Like, it wouldn't affect my decision-making, but I'm not an owner of an NFL team.
Yep.
So, and I'm not 75 years old, you know?
And on the tattoo thing, quick text message, Sean. I'm a criminal defense lawyer. Usually your defense claims someone else committed the crime. Tattoos guarantee a positive ID.
Ah, like it. Yeah, see? Nothing like putting the word devastate across your face.
Exactly.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.